It's time for A Different Slant with John Flavin, a local forum with opinions, discussions, and ideas about issues that affect our lives right here in Sausalito and Southern Marin. And now, too tall for TV, just right for radio, your host, John Flavin.
Hello, I'm your host, John Flavin, and today I'm going to give you a different slant on why three city council members are pressing so hard for you Sausalito voters to approve the consolidation of the Sausalito Fire Department into the Southern Marin Fire District. You may not like the reason, and later in the show I will suggest what you can do about it. The three council members who so far support the consolidation are taking big political risks. As I pointed out in last week's show, their primary two arguments in support of the consolidation, the alleged operating savings and the cap on pension liability, are accounting shell games. And we property taxpayers and renters get no benefit. The three council members really can't use their consultant's report to support the consolidation because the consultant has a conflict in that he also represents Southern Marin Fire. Even the consultant himself admitted last Tuesday night that the consolidation decision was made before he was even hired. The consultant does lay out in his report the complicated route over the next 13 months to complete the consolidation, but does not address how to unwind the deal if it goes bad. One council member has referred to the consolidation as a marriage of the city with Southern Marin Fire, but there is no prenup. If there needs to be a divorce when the deal goes bad, the split up would be ugly and very expensive. You know how that goes. The three council members must know their arguments are weak because they felt the need to retain a public relations firm to help them sell you on a bad idea. And that firm is already at work surveying the voters. Just the beginning of the sales job. So what is motivating these three council members to push so hard for this consolidation? Southern Marin Fire itself is not that large of an organization to apply much political pressure. Outside of Sausalito, it has only one station behind the 7-Eleven in Tam Junction and another one on the backside of Strawberry. I think Jim Irving is a great guy and a good firefighter, but even he would freely admit he is not a political strategist. So who or what is applying the pressure on our council members? I dug a little deeper, and eureka, guess what I uncovered last week? The Firefighters Union. And everything began to make sense. The union is smart, politically savvy, and action-oriented, as they have shown regarding the proposed consolidation. During last year's election, one candidate began to challenge the logic of the consolidation, and shortly thereafter, the union had the firemen out en masse and a multicolored flyer on voters' doorsteps endorsing the other two incumbent candidates. I do think the union erred when it put in the letter that the firefighters preferred to negotiate with the endorsed candidates regarding the fire consolidation. Did the union really mean that the two incumbents were easy pickings? May have been a Freudian slip. But why is the union so desperate to have the consolidation go through? Because it really needs to protect its members' pension benefits. As an advocate, the union isn't asking, are these pensions fair? But rather, how do we best keep these generous pensions? We have all seen the coverage on the ticking time bomb of government pensions. This issue is huge across the country, across our state, and right here in Sausalito. So dire is the situation that the California legislature is contemplating allowing cities the option of converting expensive defined benefit plans to more manageable defined contribution plans like 401ks. The private sector and even the federal government made this conversion a long time ago. The union realizes that the city of Sausalito, like most municipal governments struggling with tight budgets and political re-election, would probably adopt the less expensive defined contribution plan. That is why the union is applying so much pressure on the three city council members who are so far supporting this consolidation measure, and on the two council members who are not. The consolidation would turn the pension decision over to the Southern Marin Fire Board, and the union is confident that when the time arises, they can convince the board of Southern Marin Fire a special purpose fire protection entity, not to convert the firefighter pension program. After all, Southern Marin Fire can just pass the increased cost to us taxpayers. Now, proponents of the consolidation say, John, there's a safeguard in that we taxpayers would have to approve any increase of the special fire tax. This argument just flat doesn't hold water. After consolidation, we Sausalito taxpayers wouldn't have sufficient votes nor the representation on the Southern Marin Fire Board to reject the increase. The math just doesn't work. There is a viable alternative, however. The city could strike a joint powers agreement with Southern Marin Fire. We would still gain the economies of scale, but the service levels and pension issues remain with the Sausalito City Council. Now, Southern Marin Fire may try to raise the stakes by saying it wants the consolidation and not the joint powers agreement. If that be the case, the city should call Southern Marin Fire's bluff. Southern Marin Fire needs Sausalito probably more than we need them. And if the consolidation were not an option, then Southern Marin Fire would return to the table for the joint powers agreement. But just possibly, the city wouldn't care to bluff. Remember, the consolidation route provides the city an operating surplus and passes the pension buck over to Southern Marin Fire, and ultimately to us taxpayers. They are spending your money and city staff time now to finalize the consolidation agreement with Southern Marin Fire in anticipation of a voter approval in June of 2012. The three city council members supporting the consolidation, the consultant, Southern Marin Fire, and the union already see the consolidation as a fait accompli, a done deal. And the momentum will only build as more money is spent on the preparations. Unless you, the voter and property taxpayer, stop them in their tracks by telling them you support a joint powers agreement. I urge you, for your own sake, to voice your opinion now. Well, that's my show for today. Please join me again as I shed light on the issues and on the characters that shape Sausalito and Southern Marin. Until then, stay slanted.
You've been listening to A Different Slant, and you can hear us again at this time next week, right here on AM 1610. If there's a question you'd like John to address on the show, or if you have a better answer to any of today's issues, send an email to slant@radiosausalito.org. That's the word slant@radiosausalito.org. This broadcast is available as a free podcast subscription on iTunes or anytime at radiosausalito.org. Different Slant theme produced by Paul Simmons and Mark Keller of Loudville Studios in Sausalito. Find them at loudville.tv. Thanks for listening.